the issue of protecting and preserving the rights of grandparents is definitely one that I can understand and appreciate, especially after hearing the story of Mr. and Mrs. Ferens, who you'll hear from shortly, battle for care for their grandchildren. I knew right then and there that we as a Commonwealth needed to act. This case dramatically showed that we needed to bring sanity and common sense back into play when it comes to determining who should be entrusted with custody in those cases where no biological or adoptive parent can care for the child. This was not always the case in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, when the legislature amended the custody and visitation statute in 2010, a grandparent's right or standing to file for custody of a grandchild became much more limited. Standing, in a legal sense, is a preliminary step that determines only which parties can be in the courtroom pursuing custody. In custody trial, the court considers the best interest of the children and takes into account the children's relationship with all of the parties. Since 2010, the change in statute removed what was once an automatic right, and that is exactly what the Ferens faced after their grandchildren's biological mother died in 2012. Their grandchildren continue living with their father, with some assistance from extended family, until the father's death in 2015. At that point, no one other than the parents had ever had formal custody of the children. Upon the father's death, the Ferens, rightfully so, filed an emergency petition for custody. In doing so, it was determined that they did not have the standing to pursue custody because they did not meet the criteria under state law as revised in 2010. There is an old age adage that blood is thicker than water. But that simple truism wasn't codified in the volumes and volumes of family law, and the Ferens were treated as outsiders by the court. That's just not right for the grandparents or especially the children. That's why I introduced Senate Bill 844, which was only signed into law as Act 21. Under Act 21, third parties, including grandparents, now have legal standing to file for legal custody in cases where the parents are deceased or absent, provided they can show that they have a sustained, substantial, and sincere interest in the welfare of the child. The law also includes a provision that allows grandparents and great-grandparents to file for partial physical custody or supervised physical custody in cases where the parents of the child have commenced a proceeding for custody and do not agree with the grandparent should have custody. Confusing, I know. While the Ferens story was one that started this process, there could have been any number of similar cases out there, and since this was passed in the early part of July, I've heard from several of them. Unfortunately, the need for Act 21 is underlined by the devastating toll of the opioid abuse crisis on families across this Commonwealth. Too many lives have been tragically cut short by the opioid epidemic, and children end up becoming caught up in the turmoil that causes. Act 21 gives legal standing to people, grandparents in particular, who are sincerely concerned for these children. In closing, I want to note and thank you, everyone who helped make this law a reality. Senate Bill 844 received unanimous support in both the Senate and the House of Representatives and was strongly endorsed by organizations including the Center for Child Advocates, Pennsylvania Legal Services, and most certainly the Pennsylvania Bar Association. Thank you for supporting Pennsylvania's grandparents and protecting their rights.